The Democratic presidential candidates are focusing much of their attention today on caucuses in Nevada and on Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin. So far, Senator John Kerry has outpaced his opponents, but as Governor Howard Dean might remind him, the frontrunner draws increased scrutiny as well as rewards. Mr. Kerry has been called Lincoln-esque and aloof, earnest and windy, a predictable liberal and a calculating Paul, a Vietnam War hero for sure, and later a critic of that war. Brian Mooney is a political reporter for the Boston Globe. He's covered John Kerry for 27 years. He joins us from his home outside of Boston. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
Just on a personal level, is the man you know aloof and imperious?
Well, I mean, there's the public Kerry and there's the private Kerry, and the private Kerry is not very often seen, but people who know him well, and I don't profess to know him well, I don't socialize with him, but, you know, they say that, you know, the veil drops and he can be, you know, very warm and, you know, sensitive guy. The person in public is sort of like a figure from central casting, you know, with the stentorian tones and the perfectly grammatical speech, and he sort of lends himself to caricature, and I think over an extended period of time in a campaign, you've seen some of that this year.
What's it like to be in a room with John Kerry?
I mean, he always had a reputation for, as he met you, looking past you to see if there was anyone more important in the room. I think he's gotten better at that. He's been made self-conscious of that fact.
Does he have a core set of convictions that he's exemplified in public life?
That's always been an issue. I mean, people have wondered if, you know, he formed a belief system early in life and then set out into public life to pursue it, or if he just decided he wanted to be in politics and then sort of picked and chose issues and beliefs as they came along the way. I don't think anyone's ever really answered that question.
Let me ask you, though, to take a look at his record over 27 years. What issues have stood out? Has he been willing to occasionally take it on the chin for an issue he really believes in?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, he probably, if you asked him, he would identify his longest-running concern as the environment. But, you know, he voted for welfare reform in 96 at the height of a very tough re-election campaign. You know, he favored the Graham-Rudman-Hollings Amendment to balance the budget over the objections of some of his liberal colleagues. I don't think you'll find a bill that's, you know, the Kerry Amendment or the Kerry hyphen something Act. I think he made his name early in his Senate career as an investigator. I mean, he conducted investigations of, you know, Iran-Contra and BCCI, and he sort of made a name for himself that way. And I think that came a little bit out of his background. For a while, he was a prosecutor here in Massachusetts before he was elected to public office.
Mr. Mooney, four terms in the Senate, given not only the fractiousness of politics today, but the fractiousness of Massachusetts politics.
Yeah, it's still there's still tribal elements that go back generations.
Well, how's he able to do it? To win four elections is quite an achievement. What do people like about John Kerry?
On some level, it's what people have been voting in the presidential primaries. He looks and sounds presidential, and you know, he's very bright and thoughtful and has a considered opinion on almost anything you can ask him about. He is not of the political culture in this state. He did not come up through the ranks and hold a bunch of lesser jobs. He was a lieutenant governor for 2 years, half a term, left in the middle of his term to run for an open Senate seat. He has always had sort of the reputation as a young man in a hurry. But he is a pretty considerable presence politically in the state, and I think even people who may not warm to him personally, you know, have a lot of respect for him. And it, on some level, it is still a pretty liberal state, and he's a pretty liberal senator who's in step with that.
When it comes to getting something done in the Senate or in Massachusetts politics, for that matter, is he an effective political leader?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I don't know what your standard is of effective leadership.
Can he take an issue and make something of it, make people care about it and change things?
I think he would get a passing grade, but not be at the head of the class in that category.
As is inevitably noted, John Forbes Kerry has been a public figure in this country since the 1970s when he delivered very noteworthy testimony before the U.S. Senate, wearing fatigues as he testified against the war in Vietnam. This is a man who has three Purple Hearts, a silver, and a bronze star.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mr. Kerry oppose the war before he served or afterwards, or is that hard to say?
It's hard to say. You know, he willingly served. He enlisted. This was a guy who went to Yale. Other people who went to Yale were taking great pains not to have to participate. But, I mean, he describes it as sort of an evolution. I think everyone had some ambivalence towards it.
What about his family background? I mean, for someone who is so often portrayed as a standard-issue New England patrician, there are some interesting threads in there, aren't there?
There are. His mother traces her history back to the Pilgrims who landed in Massachusetts, a very affluent family, the Forbes family. They trace their roots back to the Winthrops. Mm-hmm. But he did not grow up in great affluence. I mean, he went to fine schools, and his father was basically a diplomat, a public official. So he lived in that world but was not wealthy as many of the people of that background were.
I want to ask you about the 1996 re-election race, because he was running against then-Governor Weld,
yes,
who was a pretty popular governor. And
had just 2 years earlier come off the largest landslide in the history of the state, and this is a Democratic state. Had gotten 71% of the vote against a legislator named Roosevelt.
Well, that race was considered until the very end, so close and close fought. I'm wondering what we can learn about John Kerry from the way he fought that very close race.
He was a very good candidate towards the end. He and Weld had 7 televised debates. They were better than most presidential debates you would see. And I think fear of failure is probably a great motivator for Senator Kerry. When the race became very close, and some polls even had Weld pulling ahead of Kerry, he really kicked it up a notch, and he was just a superb candidate down the stretch in terms of stamina and performance, and he made very few mistakes.
I remember seeing one exchange where one reporter noted, gee, Senator Kerry, you seem to approve a lot of what Governor Weld has done as governor. And Senator Kerry said, yes, and I think it's important for the people of Massachusetts that he stay right there.
Yeah, right.
Now that Senator Kerry, it seems as if he will be the candidate to oppose President Bush, there's going to be a lot more scrutiny, a lot more questions. How is John Kerry going to deal with that?
If he faces Bush in the general election, he's a tough campaigner. He knows how to handle himself, and, you know, it ain't beanbag. It'll get rough, there's no question. I think probably on both sides, I think both sides will be prepared for that.
Mr. Mooney, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Brian Mooney, political reporter for the Boston Globe. He's covered John Kerry for 27 years.